Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Have that moment at the end of the finale when everybody's wondering, was that it? Yeah, that was it. Oh, I love it. I love how everybody stands up and puts their hand over their heart for the national anthem at the beginning, and the kids are watching and hooping and hollering and woo, look at that, you know, just all of it. It was a great fireworks show last night downtown Pensacola. Packed out on Bayfront, so packed out I couldn't even park at my normal secret spots. Somebody else had figured it out first. That's no good. But it was really, really good. Lots of people there. The bridge looked great, decked out in red, white, and blue. It was a good event. And I believe they shot off from the port. That was my best guess, because it's normally years past with Skanska around. It had been out on a barge, and I'm just not quite sure why. But, you know, so we were kind of positioned. The barge was typically right down off of 9th Avenue is where it seemed to be out in the bay. So that was a really great location. It was a little far away. I would have moved farther down Bayfront had I realized it was going to be at the port. But still a great show. Longer than I remember before. More interesting stuff than I remember before. And the finale was fantastic. And also, the one thing I recommend, and, you know, talked about this a little bit before, but I didn't take video. That was just like my recorder was working. And I just watched it. It's so much better when you just watch it. It just is. It's better. Same for the Blue Angels, same for Angel Live. It's just better when you watch it. If you can make yourself do it that way. Now, I appreciate what Steve said earlier in the show about driving down 110 and seeing all the different people shooting off their fireworks. Some complying with the law, some not so much complying with the law. it's the meme has said, you know, your weird uncle with the good illegal stuff just came over, you know? But that said, I just came across a video on Facebook. I don't know for sure that it's from yesterday. I think it is, but I had not seen this before, and it's not quite as it's pretty vivid. It's definitely a safety video. I'm going to play it for you a little bit here, and I want you to know that there's going to be some pretty loud noise. So what's going on here is this whole family is sitting out on their front lawn. And then you got a couple of the, you know, like honorary fireworks folks, you know, the super professionals, which means that they don't know anything about what they're doing. They're the ones lighting the fireworks off. Over on the right, you've got a pickup truck, and behind the pickup truck is where they've got all of their, like, their stash, right? That's the ammo pile. Okay, so 10 feet, like, straight in front of you, there's them lighting off the one thing at a time, Roman candles, whatever, moonshots. And then over to the right, about 15, maybe 20 feet away, you've got the pickup truck, and behind the pickup truck, you've got all of the other stuff. So they go to light just a random one thing. That's a bottle rocket. Oh, now it's blowing up in front of them. A bunch of stuff is blowing up in front of them.
Who did that?
Got to put it in the shoe.
And they're trying to give them advice. Like, oh, you got to use the shoe, not put it in the ground. Who did that? They're all, you know, they think it's over because everybody kind of jumped a little bit real quick and kind of sparked at a bunch of people. And it's a little bit scary. Oh, it's going to get a lot worse.
Who did that?
Got to put it in the shoe.
The whole stash caught on.
Wow.
I mean, it looked like they were in the middle of an aerial bombing.
Wow.
The camera can't even handle the intensity of what you're watching. So there goes your $1,000.
Man.
In one moment of maybe just a little bit better on the safety protocols would have served you well. 7:14 here on News Radio. Man, I don't know whether everybody was okay. I don't have any follow-up information. I just saw the video and thought, it's a reminder.
Yep.
You know, it's a reminder that bad things happen when people do fireworks, even though it's enjoyable most of the time. Every once in a while, something else happens. 7:14 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake, did you guys do fireworks last night?
No, but I went to bed early because I knew I had to be here.
Okay.
And all my neighbors had plenty of fireworks to shoot off.
Yeah.
So.
And until quite late, till like 11
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, it was at least 11.
So
yeah.
You were on the Joe Biden schedule yesterday.
I was. I took the Joe Biden nap last night. I did.
Who has to go to sleep? Sleep at 8 o'clock in order to be up for a 10 a.m. workday. What
Joe
in
Biden.
The? This is we are in a crazy spot right now.
Oh yeah.
7:15 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
And this traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Looking at the roadways, I don't see any major accidents reported by FHP. No slowdowns to tell you about. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Caroline Street and Milton is good. Stewart Street also checking in without delays. 3 Mile Bridge is good. Pine Blossom Road, Oriole Street are all checking in clear. If you do see something out there on the roadways, you can always let us know about it on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
You're thinking about buying a home. You're thinking about selling a home. Sometimes you do both. Okay, sometimes just the one or the other, but or adding a home, buying a vacation rental or a fixer-upper or a regular old rental or whatever you want to do, a summer house, I don't know. Christina Leavenworth, she is your person. She is so knowledgeable, so willing, so learned about the details. She is a nerd, and she will say that. She is a nerd about all of the things. I mean, one example that always sticks out to me is a couple of years ago, a couple that was going through a divorce. It's not a pleasant thing, but it happens. And if you think about it, how do you sell a home when you're divorcing? Like, they can't agree about anything in life, which is why they're getting divorcing. And how are they going to agree about what to do with the house sale, right? Well, she helped him out, and she's like, man, this is a problematic thing. Let's learn how to do this better. So sent some of her folks off to actually get trained on how to work in that difficult environment and solve that problem. And so now they're kind of experts at it. So if that's a need you have, they can do that. If estate sale, same thing. It just can be a little bit more complicated, but they got good at doing that. And so, you know, whatever the situation is, they want to be the best possible resource for you buying or selling homes. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on His children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and joining us, as he does every Friday, we have Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. And this beach report is brought to you by All Season Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, thank you, Andrew. I'd say happy Friday to you, but I'm telling you, it feels like Sunday to me.
Because yesterday was maybe a busy day for y'all?
Yeah, yesterday it was really crowded out there. You know, everybody was celebrating the 4th of July. You know, every swimming hole, lake, river, beach, water park across America was celebrating the 4th of July yesterday.
It's almost like when it's hot and a holiday, people flock to the water. Weird, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's summertime, and you know, people like to go to the beach in the summertime. Not too many people come out in the wintertime.
Right. How? What are we looking at this weekend?
Well, we expect a bump in the surf with this tropical system that's moving through the lower Gulf. And, you know, we'll just keep our eyes on the water. And yellow flag, probably upgrade to a red. You know, we'll see how it goes and do on-site a real-time observation and determine make the best judgment then.
Very good. And you guys just finished, what, your first junior lifeguard class, is that right?
Yes, I'm really happy to say our first session of junior lifeguards finished last Friday, and it was really nice because one of the lifeguards that I worked with out there in 2003, 4, and 5, his daughter was in the class.
Oh, nice. Do your guards have to work on like the 4th of July at night with the fireworks? I mean, I don't know if that is something
to
staff for.
No, it's dark, and we don't work on the 4th of July because it's dark and we can't see. Primarily, lifeguards watch the water.
So not a problem to keep people safe at that time. Which, I mean, because they're just not going in the water, which is makes sense. And you guys, what would you do anyway?
Well, I mean, they do go in the water. However, we can't see them. And if we can't see them, it's very difficult to make a preventative act.
That makes
sense. We scale up our staffing to handle the all-day events that go on. And, you know, the event that goes on all day, we scale up our staffing to meet the demand that the crowd brings.
How has the first year of Perdido Key Guarding, how's that been going?
It's been going wonderful. You know, we set that up, and we've got 3 lifeguards that are at public access, too, and we've got that set up, and they report over there. And in conjunction with Johnson's Beach, we have 5 lifeguards on Perdido Key.
Have they had to, I mean, you know, perform, I assume prevents, but rescues, have there been incidents out there?
Yeah, they responded to something a few weeks ago, a spinal injury. A young man jumped in the water and injured his spine, and they responded to that. That was about 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay. And the whole business about the truck needing to go out to Perdido Key Drive to go down to come back in the access because it can't go along the beach, so far anyway, that hasn't been much of a problem?
No, it hasn't.
Great.
You know, and always, you know, in the case of an emergency, we can't access the beach.
Okay. Well, very good. Dave Greenwood is our Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for the information. Thanks for keeping us safe and making it so that our visitors and our locals can enjoy the water in a productive and safe way. I appreciate it, sir.
All right, Andrew. I'll talk to you when the Blue Angels are over here.
Absolutely.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day, and your AC stops working. What do you do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
7:24 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, and Steve Taylor is in for David this morning in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, good morning. A suspect is dead after getting into a shootout with rangers at Yellowstone National Park. The Park Service says that the shooting happened early yesterday morning in Canyon Village in the central part of that park. Rangers were responding to a report of somebody with a gun in the village who was, quote, making threats, and said there was an exchange of gunfire when they approached that suspect. A park ranger was also injured but is in stable condition. An Illinois 4th of July parade has returned 2 years after seven people were killed in a deadly mass shooting. The Highland Park parade took place yesterday north of Chicago with patriotic floats and marching bands. A remembrance ceremony was held before the parade to honor the seven people who were killed and the 48 others who were injured back in 2022 by a gunman on a rooftop. Well, more extreme heat is in the forecast today along the West Coast. Officials from Oregon to Arizona urging residents to stay hydrated, stay indoors. This afternoon, as temperatures climb up to 110 degrees in some places, and even over 120 in southwest desert areas. The Death Valley itself could reach 125 this weekend, setting a new daily record. Vegas could break its all-time high of 117 this weekend. So if you think it's hot here... Go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, man, but it's a dry heat.
Yeah, right. Still, you sweat, you know?
Speaking as someone who lived in Phoenix for 7 years, there's no amount of dry heat to make up for 120 degrees.
I just, don't imagine so.
Doesn't matter. And I know people, well, they don't have the humidity. Yeah, I don't care. it's just an oven is all it is. Steve, thanks so much for the update. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Still looking great on our roadways. 3 Mile Bridge not showing any delays. Avalon Boulevard is clear through to Garson Point Bridge. No slowdowns on Cervantes. Longleaf Drive, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel Parkway looking good. Highway 98 is clear through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. And 9 Mile is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Highway 29 is looking good. So if you do see anything out there on the roadways, let me know about it. You can call or text 437-1620. I am Jake Walker with that traffic on the fives.
You know, when I say BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, you think of good quality cars. You pay more to get them because you like the high performance. And you might think, well, you got to take those to the dealership to get them serviced. You don't. You can, by law, actually, you can't be required to take them to the dealership. There's a federal law. It's been on the books for decades that protects you in going anywhere you want to go. And that can include Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. And now their second location on Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right by the Walmart up by 9 Mile. 8969 is the address for that. And, their idea is, and, they don't just work on imports, okay? They work on domestics as well. Your Chevy, your Ford, your Dodge, no problem. Your Chrysler, they can work on those, no sweat. Diesel engines, gas engines, anything that runs, they can work on it. The philosophy they have is they want to see you for the little stuff, the preventative routine, scheduled maintenance, so that they don't have to see you for the big catastrophe, right? To avert the catastrophe, which is expensive and inconvenient. Their philosophy is embodied in the website name, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on Highway 29. 7:27 here on News Radio Pensacola. What was the thing that I was going to tell you about just a second ago? It went straight out of my brain. This ongoing business with President Biden and his capabilities and his adjusting of his... it's so bizarre.
Sources tell NBC News the next few days of President Biden's campaign are critical. Publicly, the president is insisting that he's going to stay in this race and win re-election. Privately, he and the vice president have been meeting with top allies. California's Gavin Newsom confirming the president said he may limit events in the evening to get more sleep. Two sources also say the president told the governors he saw a doctor after the debate and that he was fine.
No nighttime events, go to bed earlier. I mean, perfectly fine. If you're not the president, right? Like, how can this be the choice that even people are thinking about? And he was on a radio show yesterday, I think, or the day before.
Had a bad night. And the fact of the matter is that, I screwed up. I made a mistake. That's 90 minutes on stage. Look at what I've done in 3.5 years.
That's a super weird way to say it. Look at what I have done in 3.5 years. Insert time reference here. It's such a weird thing to say, but I screwed up in what sense? I mean, what was the screw up? I mean, as far as I can tell, the screw up is you're old and you have fading mental capabilities. So if that's true, then the screw up would have been what? Doing the debate. I mean, you know this like parade of excuses that they have come up with. First, he had a cold, and that went away miraculously in a day when he did the event the next day. Or it was jet lag from a trip like a week ago. Or it was what was the other one that was overprepped.
Overprepped.
I was overprepped. I was too prepared.
I've heard the term, and this kind of was interesting: a soft coup.
Oh yeah, because okay. So here's the theory. The theory is that they had the debate early on, and they knew he was going to botch it, so that they would have time to get rid of him and move on to somebody else before the convention. If they had waited till the normal debate time, they'd be too pressed against the time frame to do it. So they moved it up on purpose to stage the coup.
I can believe that.
I mean, there's all kinds of speculative, weird theories out there. Also, the question you might ask is, what about the, what is it? It's $80 million, I think, in the campaign coffers or something like that. Who gets that money if he's not in? Kamala has to use it. She's the only one who can use it. But they can give it to other candidates, but they can only give it, like $3,000 at a time. Annual campaign contribution limits apply. So they can't just bulk and dispense it to somebody. So the money might be stuck with with Kamala now if he winds up not staying in. Also, that ABC interview that he's going to do with George Stephanopoulos today, this was the biggest story of the summer, and a live interview would also be the biggest story whichever way it goes. They need to reveal that stuff.
Pelosi, Keir Starmer is officially Britain's new prime minister after a ceremonial kissing of the hands with King Charles III, outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change, and yours is the only judgment that matters.
Sunak's Conservative Party was in power for 14 years. A violent 4th of July in Philadelphia. One person is dead. Eight others were hurt in a shooting in the southwest part of the city yesterday.
It is very alarming, and especially when we had officers in the area to try to prevent anything like this from happening, and it's still happening.
That's Philadelphia Police Department Inspector Kapana Masakoy. Four kids and five adults were hit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 83 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola. Last Tuesday, a driver shot himself in the head during a traffic stop. And if you recall, Pensacola police pulled that driver over about 4:15 p.m. on I and Cervantes Street for expired tags that last Tuesday. They say the man shot himself in the head as the officer approached the truck. Well, Pensacola police spokesman Mike Wood updated Andrew McKay with some more information.
Yeah, the officer was attempting to stop a pickup truck for all it was, Andrew, was an expired tag. And the officer was getting ready or approaching the vehicle, and the individual took a handgun and pointed it at himself, at his head, and fired a shot. And the officer saw this. It's a traumatic, it's a bad situation all the way around. We don't know what was going on in that individual's life. I can tell you that he was not wanted for a crime.
Police closed Cervada Street after the incident, and the driver was transported to the hospital in a police patrol car. He then died from his injuries. Perdido Key could soon have a new hub of commercial, residential, and hospitality activity following a development project proposal, which was submitted to the Escambia County last month. It's named Valencia Square, and according to the PNJ, the Valencia Square project proposes building multiple restaurants, a hotel, an office space, single-family townhomes, and multifamily condominiums across 50 acres of land in Perdido Key. The project was submitted to Escambia County June 21st and has not been reviewed by the County Development Review Committee yet. But if approved, the project will be built next to Perdido Key Sports Bar and Restaurant and across the street from Pedro's Tacos and Tequila Bar in Perdido Key. The names of the prospective businesses in Valencia Square, as well as residential areas, are not yet available. Parts of Florida are in store for another dangerously hot day today. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for South Florida, Central Florida, basically all the way here to Pensacola. Heat index values up to 112 are expected. That could cause some heat illness. The National Weather Service advises drinking plenty of fluids, staying in an air-conditioned room, staying out of the sun, and checking on relatives and neighbors. Well, speaking of hot weather, let's check that forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be seeing a small chance
chance of rain this afternoon, 30% chance overall. Temperatures warming up quickly this afternoon with a high near 93, temperatures feeling like the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For our Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 94. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with Jake Walker for traffic on the fives.
All right, we're still looking great on our roadways out there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing any issues there. Looks like Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. Cervantes is clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. Summit Boulevard also not showing any accidents. If you do see anything out there on the roadways, please let us know about it. You can text or call 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Jake. Right now, it's warming up. It's 83 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, and 82 in Milton at 7:34. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Shares of Samsung Electronics jumped to their highest level since January of 2021 after the tech giant said it expects better than expected profit for the second quarter, thanks to explosive demand for artificial intelligence. Its stock climbed more than 2%, trading at a high of 62.73. That is according to LSEG data. Samsung added that it expects operating profits for the April to June quarter to increase by more than 1,400% from the year-ago period. Saks Fifth Avenue parent HBC has announced it will acquire Neiman Marcus Group in a $2.65 billion deal combining the retailers. The combination will establish Saks Global, Saks Off Fifth, Neiman Marcus's namesake department store chain, and Bergdorf Goodman. The deal comes amid what's been a turbulent period for traditional brick-and-mortar retail stores in the wake of the e-commerce boom. Futures are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the Alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down! You're slowing down!
I'm bringing the big closer, Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash 4!
Yes, it is our series, Meet Your Tenant Commands, the project born in my imagination and recognition that most people, even the ones who love and are fairly well informed about the military in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, have literally no idea about what takes place on our two bases and our various installations. And this today is going to be another example of that. Meet Your Tenant Commands is brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. We've got your six. Joining me in studio today, I have Captain Scott Kuhn. He is the commanding officer of Naval Hospital Pensacola. Captain, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Let's start with this. You have no call sign.
I do not.
You're the first one to not have a call sign because you're not in.
You're not an aviator. I'm not a pilot.
There you go. So you're not in that community. So you're our first non-call sign guest for this whole series. Second thing is, and this is, again, my own learning about this, you are a member of the Medical Service Corps.
I am.
And is that a part of the Navy? Is that separate from the Navy? Are you in the Navy or not in the Navy?
So I am in the Navy. So
okay. The
Navy actually has, within the Staff Corps, which is not the line officers, there are staff officers. So you'll end up with engineers, you end up with supply officers, JAG Corps officers. And you have the medical department, which is made up of four corps: nurse corps, medical corps, medical service corps, and the dental corps.
Okay, so you are in the Navy. You have been for quite some time. Your wife is also in the Navy, right? She's also in the medical service corps.
Yes, she is.
That's kind of cool. In the family, you're both doing that. So, Naval Hospital Pensacola. Let's just start with like sort of bare bones basics. Naval Hospital Pensacola serves whom?
So, Naval Hospital Pensacola serves roughly 125,000 beneficiaries across five states, to include Indiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, New Orleans, and here in Florida.
Okay, 125,000 patients are considered your care because they're in the military and they get TRICARE.
So they're beneficiaries, and our beneficiaries are retirees,
okay,
and their dependents.
20 years retired. Okay.
Yes. Or
injured or whatever, but not veterans. Only veterans is the VA. Okay,
yes.
Go on.
So retired beneficiaries, their dependents, active duty, and their dependents. And
okay,
that's 125,000 people that fall within our catchment area.
And just so people kind of get the perspective, that the command that you have oversees that sprawling network of what, healthcare offices, clinics, and of course hospitals. Are there other hospitals besides Naval Hospital Pensacola?
So within our network, there is only Naval Hospital Pensacola.
Okay.
And interestingly, in 2017, we shut down our beds. So by name, we are a hospital, but we are actually an ambulatory outpatient clinic that does ambulatory surgeries at this time.
So people who are in the military or their spouses and family, or as you say, retirees, they come to you for healthcare. You're the primary care for them.
Yes.
And then if they need, for example, a surgery, what happens?
So if it's a surgery that will be, a lot of surgeries nowadays are outpatient surgeries. You come in, you do your surgery, you go, you recover for 8-9 hours, and then you head home.
Okay.
We do those surgeries for the majority of those. If you are going to need to be out in town, or you're very high risk, you have heart issues, you're way overweight, you have asthma, things that are a higher risk, we will probably have you do that surgery out in town because we just don't have the capabilities if things went wrong to
okay,
take care of you.
And ER?
So right now we don't have an ER, but we are in collaboration in talks with the VA to maybe do a joint ER.
Okay. And the VA is right next door. I mean, literally next door.
Yes.
And this might help people to understand, because I know it was a long learning curve for me to get all of this, and again, having not been in the military, but what is the difference between what the VA does and what you do at the Naval Hospital?
So for us, our patients are slightly different than theirs. Our patients are going to be individuals who have either medically retired or been retired from active duty service,
okay,
or are currently on active duty, and the dependents of those
okay,
individuals. The Veterans Administration, if you were on active duty and you were injured and you have a service-related injury, the Veterans Administration will potentially take care of you for that injury for the rest of your life if needed.
Okay.
The Veterans Administration also looks at us when we are retiring to determine what was service related. What injuries do you have that the government has now bought and is going to take care of for the rest of your life? So the Veterans Administration, and it's more complicated, obviously, than what I'm saying it, but it really is if you've retired from the military or you're in the military, we're primarily going to take care of you. If you were injured and you're no longer in the military and you didn't retire, the VA will take care of you. Some people get both.
Yeah. And you guys have recently been partnering with them because since you're not operating, you're not using all of your capacity that you have for your what you have in the hospital because it's not really functioning as a hospital the way it used to. You're letting them use like your operating rooms for like their doctors come and perform in your ORs, right?
So,
or do I have that wrong?
You are partially correct.
Okay,
and I know I'm being very specific.
That's
here.
Fine.
What we are doing is we are actually giving them the space. They are a subtenant of us.
Okay.
And they own that space. So they're not borrowing my ORs, they're their ORs.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing the same thing for a 12-bed ward. We're in right now in the midst of going out and getting contracts and projects. And the hope is that the VA will have a 12-bed ward within the next 2 to 3 years, and we will collaborate with them to put some of our patients in there. That'll allow us to do a higher acuity, a higher level of surgeries as well. So over the next few years, us and the VA, the Naval Hospital Pensacola and the VA, will help to make it a hospital again.
Okay. And I'm gonna say this wrong, and then you're going to correct me on how it's wrong. But since it's, as you say, not really in what people would think of as a hospital anymore, I think of it as sort of like a medical complex that you would go to, like a doctor's office with a variety of doctors who then will send you elsewhere for specialty care that they don't provide or might send you to Sacred or West Florida or Baptist for, you know, whatever it is that they might have that you guys just don't perform on in the facility. Do I have it basically right?
Yes, you have it correct. We're going to be your primary care provider.
Okay.
We do have a few specialties, and I won't go into all of them.
Sure.
But, you know, we still have cardiology. We can't do cardiatric surgeries or things, but we have a cardiologist who can do the workups, a pulmonologist. We have ophthalmology, so some of those specialties. So we still have those. We have X-ray. We have an MRI, a CT scan.
Okay, very interesting. We're talking to Captain Scott Kuhn. He is the commanding officer of Naval Hospital Pensacola. We'll come back to him in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are looking great out there. No major accidents to report and no slowdowns on your route this morning. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker, traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Captain Scott Kuhn, the commanding officer of Naval Hospital Pensacola. The people who work for you are civilians, are Navy, are some Air Force, are both? You tell me.
So I have a combination of really three categories of individuals who work for me. We do have active duty service member in uniform.
Okay.
That could be Navy, Army, or Air Force. It's primarily Navy. Right now we have a couple of Air Force that come over and are assisting us, but they're not actually assigned to me. And then I have government service employees, the GS employees, and then we have contract employees.
Okay. And even though, again, just to kind of be clear about all this, even though it's Naval Hospital Pensacola, you don't only service Naval personnel.
No, we will take care of, like, currently we have Army, Air Force, and Navy personnel who are here. Retirees, it doesn't matter if you retired from a service. Even Coast Guard, we take care of Coast Guard as well. There are a lot of foreign military here. I don't know that everybody realizes that. The air station has...
Like Netsafa with the training?
Yes.
The folks that do training on board ANS Pensacola? Okay.
Yeah, and so we're contracted to... I guess we have agreements to take care of a lot of the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, and other foreign nationals as well.
And it didn't always used to be that the services all cooperated this way, am I right? Like the Defense Health Agency has been this kind of transitional thing to bring all that more in a coherent way. Like, why do we need to be separated? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think all three services, and I'm going to leave the Marines out. They might get upset at that. And why I say all three services, for me, the Marines do fall under the Department of the Navy.
Okay.
But it is the Navy Medicine, who takes care of the Marines.
Got it.
And so as I talk, I don't want to offend anybody, especially my retired Marines.
Right.
So there are three services, Navy, Army, and Air Force, that have their medical commands. All three of us have specific missions that are slightly different. Being on a ship is going to be different than being up in an airplane.
Sure.
It just is. So the services still have their missions, still have their platforms that they will use to go to war. But the facilities, the brick and mortar facilities, Congress decided that they wanted one organization to control all three services facilities where everybody does patient care. So there would be more standardization so that if I was transferred to Texas, the care I got in Texas, the policies, the way it happened would be the same as here in Pensacola.
The network of healthcare provision would be consistent throughout all the services.
Yes. So currently I have two bosses. I actually report directly to a one-star, my immediate superior in charge, who's at Naval Medical Forces Atlantic.
Okay.
And he is my Navy Admiral, my boss from the Navy side. On the DHA side, he just happens to be the same person, which is fortunate for
Convenient,
me.
Convenient, yeah.
Yeah, but he is, in that hat, he is Defense Health Network Atlantic.
Okay.
And so from the day-to-day operations of the hospital, I report to him through DHA to talk about what's happening in the hospital. From the Navy personnel deployments and what we are doing for mission readiness, I go up through the other chain.
Very good. Now, let's talk just a little bit, because the history of Naval Hospital of Pensacola is kind of interesting. People might think, well, that's a fairly new building. So we've only had a Naval Hospital of Pensacola for, 20 or 30 years. But the history of Naval Hospital of Pensacola goes back more than a century, right?
Yes.
And, in fact, the buildings used to be, the buildings that were on board NAS Pensacola, this is now the sixth, am I right?
I believe you are correct. Sixth or seventh. Sixth,
and,
I'll believe it's
yeah,
sixth.
Yeah, and so buildings previously on board the base, this is the first time that the hospital was built outside the base perimeter, right?
It is.
And like some of the prior buildings, I think Naval Education Training Command, NETSI, the two-star admiral in residence here at NAS Pensacola, actually lives in what used to be, or that is housed in, the headquarters for NETSI, is one of the former naval hospitals.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a fast, and some of them, they say, are haunted. Some of the older buildings, they say, are haunted. I won't ask you as a medical professional,
I will share with you that I have never gone to a command with a older building that everybody doesn't say is haunted. I've never had a spiritual experience within the hospital that I would say is a ghost or anything myself, but there's lots of people that
There's time.
There's people that have stories about the building we're in currently.
Oh, okay. All right. And it's relatively new, which is, I think, 2001 vintage is when the new building was.
1972.
Oh, the current one is 1972. Okay. The new facility was added in 2001. That's right.
So there's an annex. I apologize. I kind of.
No, it's okay.
The hospital itself was built in 1972, and then in 2001, we built the annex, which is the ambulatory care where the pharmacy is at.
Got it. And then just kind of the last thing is that I thought this was interesting from your online stuff, is that you deploy things like the Fleet Hospital, which will go service is a ship-based hospital system of some kind, or?
So we're actually in the midst of changing our platforms is what we call them now. So
okay.
The fleet hospitals, the FFRSs.
Because we all saw the medical ships that were operating during COVID, for example. And so, I didn't know if this was something like that or.
So what it is when we go deploy, we will take a hospital and it's called an expeditionary medical facility.
Okay.
And we will forward deploy that. So it will go, it could go and be on a ship. It could go and. Parts of it could be on a ship.
Okay.
It can take a huge, huge, depending on how it's broken out, how much you take with you. So they are roughly 160 people currently. They used to be closer to 350 people.
Okay.
So you can size them. It's changing.
I think of, we all know the history of MASH and Army Surgical Hospital. I think of this being the sort of the Navy alternative or variant on that.
It is the Navy variant.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else you want to let people know before we let you go? Just kind of, things that people might not understand or just, what makes Naval Hospital Pensacola distinct? Because for me, it was, I frankly, I hadn't even been thinking about having the hospital on. I wasn't even thinking about that in the context of NAS Pensacola Whiting Field. And then I bumped into Marcus, your PAO, and he's like, definitely. I'm like, oh, yeah, we really should. So it's a very significant presence.
I really appreciate Marcus, and I'll give Marcus a shout-out just because he's here. I was supposed to give my daughter Bobby a shout-out.
All right, well done.
So there is one thing, and I want to make sure I say this right. One of the things that I think is very frustrating for our patients is access to care, yeah. being able to get onto the facility. But at the same time, they're not helping me. And what I mean by that is my no-show rate, where you call in and you get an appointment. And mind you, I'm just doctors alone. I'm not going to talk PAs and nurse practitioners. Okay. Doctors alone, I should have 12 doctors attached to me right now.
Okay.
I have 6. And the reason being, there's various reasons. Some of that is hard to recruit in the Navy. Some of it is just you can't find doctors in the civilian world even right now. But if I've only got 6 doctors and they can only do 100 patients a week, that's 600 patients. If you schedule an appointment and you don't come, I'm already having difficulty with access. So what I'm going to ask the listeners is, if you schedule an appointment, please come, or please let us know you can't come mm-hmm. so we can make that available to somebody else. Right now, our no-show rate's closer to 16%, you know, out of 100. That's 16 people.
That's a full doctor's worth that people are taking out of commission every week because they're not showing.
Exactly. And it's hard to say, hey, some of this is your fault as well.
Yeah.
And so I would just ask the listeners, if they are, you know, if they're beneficiaries to the hospital, if they schedule an appointment, please come.
Okay. No, that's a great note. And I can imagine if you're already down to 6 out of 12 and you lose one because of no-shows screwing up the scheduling, I can see why that would be difficult to accommodate. Captain Scott Kuhn, he is the commanding officer of Naval Hospital Pensacola. Captain, thank you for the time this morning. Thanks for doing what you do to take care of our service members and our retirees, and for teaching us about another military command here in Pensacola that oversees a network of facilities across 5 states. And who knew, right? So thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
7:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Jake's got traffic on the 5s.
All right. Well, we're still looking good on our roadways, not seeing any accidents reported by FHP. Looking at the congestion maps here, looks like Highway 98 is flowing smoothly through Gulf Breeze and Navarre. Highway 29 south through Cantonment and Inslee is accident-free. I-10 and I-110 are looking good. And Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free on the west side. If you do see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let me know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the 5s.
You know, we've been talking about the Naval Hospital Pensacola and how they treat certain people. Well, in the civilian world, of course, we work for employers who provide medical insurance. And if you're thrilled with the way you've got that working for your employees, whether it's health, dental, vision, life, and disability, or managing HR or payroll, great. If you'd like to maybe make an improvement or find out if an improvement is available, talk to Torgerson Causey. We've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 7 years. They're fabulous. Seriously, fantastic. They gave us options we didn't have before. They answer questions like detail-oriented people that we appreciate that, because both my wife and I are those kind of people, her even more so than me, and she gives them her absolute double thumb up because they have been fantastic. More than 20 years helping local businesses provide benefits for their employees. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hey Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your 6.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests
pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All right, 7:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom. You got a quick headline for us, Steve?
Well, President Biden says he plans on getting some more sleep. He was talking to a group of Democratic governors on Wednesday, says he plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. so he can get more rest.
All right, that's perfect. That's perfect. Well, Julio Diaz coming with the movie reviews. We've got the Transgressors Memorial Service and, of course, the rap coming up later on at 8:35. Stick around for that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.